Along with our guests this morning from the Flathead Lake Biological Station, we have the Assistant Research Professor and Program Leader in Monitoring Montana Waters. We're going to learn more about waters from Dr. Rachel Mallison.
Yeah, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So, wait a minute, something's been added here. Dr. Rachel Mallison.
Doctor? Okay.
That's been part of the title for a while, but that's okay.
Oh, I just maybe thought you had just, attained your PhD.
Well, no, about 10 years ago, actually.
Oh, all right. So we just missed it.
That's okay.
So you are monitoring Montana waters. Talk with us a little bit about the scope of this project.
So it's a program that we have at the Flathead Lake Biological Station, and we assist volunteers throughout the entire state of Montana to collect water quality data. So without data, we can't really protect our waters or understand what's wrong, and there's limited resources in the state, so we actually rely a lot on volunteers to get out and collect samples, and we provide all the support that they need to learn how to collect the samples, analyze them, and we provide funding to help pay for the analysis in our lab.
So now I want to know just how they collect their samples.
It depends on what they're looking for. So a lot of samples, you just take the bottle and you go out to the stream or lake, and we call it a grab sample. So you just scoop up the water and put the lid on. Sometimes you have to filter the sample if you're looking for things that are dissolved in the water. So the methods vary a little bit, but most people can learn them pretty easily. And as long as they follow the steps, they can get credible data.
So the next question I guess everybody wants to know is, are there dangerous things out there in our local streams and what rivers?
There can be. I think here in Montana and Flathead County in particular, we're really lucky because we have a lot of nice, healthy, clean water. But just because it looks clean, we don't always know what's in the water. So we actually do work to try and sample for other things that we might not be able to see that might be in the water causing problems, like pesticides or things like that as well.
We've been hearing a lot about, particularly I think this is the Kootenai River, that's getting some materials from the mining up in the Fernie, B.C. area, getting into the Elk River and down this direction. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any of that in our area?
Luckily not in the Flathead system, but the selenium is what you're referring to in the Kootenai system, and that is a major problem. And so we actually, one of our groups, the Kootenai Watershed Allies, actually samples streams and flowing into the Kootenai and Kookanoosa Reservoir, and we fund that work. So we're involved in it a bit, but thankfully we don't have to worry about the selenium here in the Flathead.
All right. We've got enough to worry about here.
That's true.
And the invasive species, that's another one. We've so far managed to keep most of those out. We've had a little milfoil and a few things like that, but the bad stuff, the mussels, still haven't shown up here.
Luckily, and we're hoping to keep it that way as long as possible, which just requires everybody being careful and inspecting their equipment and not transferring them around.
I'm constantly reminded of the milfoil they have over on the lakes in Wisconsin. I'm trying to remember, Lake Fond du Lac. And the pictures over there are just downright scary. It basically makes the lake unusable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty scary thinking about how things can change with aquatic invasive species. So the more we can do to prevent them spreading, it's really the best option, because it's sometimes impossible to get rid of them once they're here.
That's the scary part of this whole thing, is at some point our luck is going to run out.
I know, but I'm just going to keep doing what we can to keep things good as long as possible.
Oh, bless you for saying that. You just picked up a pretty good size grant, at least for most of us think it's a pretty good size grant, from the EPA.
Yes, it's very exciting. So our Monitoring Montana Waters program has been in existence for about 3 years now, and a lot of that work has focused on nutrients and sediments and other things. But we haven't had the funds or the capacity to try and address pesticides. And so there was a new funding call through the EPA, a part of the Columbia River Basin Restoration Program, where we could apply for money to address toxics, and pesticides fall in that category. And pesticides are anything that we try to remove pests, so insects, Insecticides, herbicides, I like to say all the sides, fungicides, all of those things can fall into the pesticide category. And they're really used a lot of ways and can enter our water, and we don't have any baseline data in Montana to know how much of a problem we have or how it might be affecting our aquatic communities. And so this grant is really... It's a good deal of money to me as well, not just you. We're very excited about it, and it's going to provide us this opportunity to build a pesticide stewardship partnership program in the western part of Montana.
What are the pesticides you're most concerned about finding in our water system?
People are pretty familiar with like glyphosate, which is in Roundup. There's things like neonicotinoids. There's a lot of different pesticides, and we don't actually have a good handle on how many are used and where they are. So we're going to be starting really from the bottom up to get baseline data to understand, you know, try and look at different land uses. They're used residentially. They're used by landowners. They're used in by producers. They're used in all sorts of places. And so our effort is really going to be to engage people, stakeholders, in all different areas, and try and think of ways that we can reduce our use or be smarter about our use, maybe put buffers in between the land and the stream a little bit better, plant more native plants. The project's really big and broad, and we're hoping to engage folks everywhere, really, to see how we can make a difference.
One of the things that we're debating here in Flathead County now is a septage system. We've got looks like we're going to eventually here, if not very soon, build a septage processing plant to try to make sure that, the septage that comes out of the 30,000-plus licensed septic tanks in the area don't wind up in our groundwater. And is that a part of your research, too?
So that's not directly funded as part of the EPA grant or directly in Monitoring Montana Waters, but we do support some sampling efforts when people are concerned about leaching septic systems. People can sample for nutrients and E. coli and other things to try and address those problems. And it definitely is a big problem in Montana. I'm hopeful that processing plant will be able to go through just because we have a lot of old septic systems and they only last so long. So all of these factors combine to impact our water.
But we're only going to have more of them because unless we get a countywide sewer system, which I think is financially impossible, we're going to have more and more, because even the newer homes that are being built are built with septic systems now.
I know, and it's a challenge, but thankfully it's getting a lot more attention now. People are thinking about it. That doesn't necessarily mean we have any kind of real solution yet, but some things can happen. People can pump out their tanks more regularly instead of letting them get too full. That can help. But it is a problem. I mean, it's really hard to ask a landowner to go put a new system in when that could be $30,000 or $40,000, right? So
yeah.
It's a big problem. I agree.
Well, let's see. I think we've covered the areas that you're working on right now, Rachel. We sure appreciate you spending time with us. And, of course, Robin and I are still looking forward to the day when we can actually turn in and go down and see you guys there and see what a facility you have at the biological station.
Well, you're more than welcome to come visit. It's lovely anytime, maybe more fun in the summer. We can go and we have open houses and things like that, so the public are welcome to come see what we do too. And a lot of us are here working here to help protect our waters, and not just Flathead Lake, but all the rivers and streams that flow into it too.
Okay, now the open houses, are they on the weekends or weekdays?
So that's a summer event that we have in August. So it's one time a year, but it's really fun because we have all of us have booths outside and people can walk around and learn about all sorts of things. We also have a research cruise in the summer, and then we have some seminars in the summer too. So more of the public engagement opportunities are in the summer months.
Okay, well, let's just put a big mark on the month of August in next year's calendar. Thank you, Rachel.
Dr. Rachel Mallison, we really appreciate all the work you guys do in keeping our waters pristine.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Robin, speaking of water...
Yeah, water. I've been sipping the Petty
Johnson
water
too.
Store.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed you've got kind of that thing that I had,
yeah.
I think.
And I'm going to try to avoid the total loss that you had.
Yeah, that, it's no fun.
But water is a great thing to deal with that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I woke up a couple of times during the night and drank water because I felt like I needed it. Mm-hmm. keep yourself hydrated and make sure you're using healthy water. We use the Glacier Fresh Water supplied by Pettyjohn's, the water store, to our office cooler. You can have one for your home.
Yeah.
They supply the cooler and the water just pennies a day based on consumption level. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part is it's wet.
Yeah.
Pettyjohn's, the water store, 755-3674.